Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You know, Anthony Slater has an article in The Athletic kind of breaking this down, and it's kind of fascinating. He had a great summer, Pajemski, where he's working on the junior USA team.
The NBA select team.
Against the real Olympians.
It was him and Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, and he did a great job just kind of getting those guys ready for the international pool play and international medal play and all that. And obviously the owner said some things about him. You know, we think he could be a potential all-star. There was a lot of hype, but he did have a great summer. And there were a lot of teams that were interested in him. And the Warriors were like, nah, you know, not that he's untouchable, but it's got to be the right deal. And as we, you know, think about Bradley Beal and we think about some of the trades that would have, could have, should have happened, a lot of people were ready to throw him away, myself included, for Lauri Markkanen. And they had DeAndre Melton, and they get to camp, and DeAndre Melton outplayed Brandon Pajemski at camp. D'Anthony, excuse me. I didn't see it. I didn't watch it, but that's what Anthony Slater put in the article today, that Steve Kerr basically admitted that Pajemski, for a variety of reasons, just did not play well in camp, even though he had a great summer. He breaks his nose, and it carries into the regular season, and his shooting is just not good. Remember he was dizzy? He had that bout of dizziness and missed a couple of games.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Right now, you can make the argument Pajemski's playing the best basketball of his career. He's got five of his last six games, over 19 points. The shot is decisive. He's shooting over 38% for the year from three-point land, which is three ticks higher than league average. He's taking good shots. He's getting into the lane. He's finishing around the rim. He's giving me all the hustle plays. I feel like he's improved in terms of the defense not having the silly fouls on the perimeter for the most part in the last couple of weeks. And he's gotten past all the injuries this year. It is a huge development on why the Warriors are where they're at. Yes, the big dogs, Steph. Yes, the big dogs, Jimmy Butler. Yes, the big dogs, Draymond Green. Pajemski has been spectacular. You can make the argument he's our fourth best player right now over the last month and a half.
Absolutely. And the proof is in the pudding. And again, you said he's like, this is the best stretch of his career. Well, his career's only literally been like two full seasons. So yes, this is absolutely given the
he
expectations.
He was good though last year.
You know, he was very good. But I do think a lot of it was like, okay, they were forced to play him. The team was kind of mediocre. I don't really know what to make of it. Yeah, and he was involved in trade talks. And I understand the fan base during the summertime. We were like, really? Like Brandon Pajemski, it was great. It was a good first season, but like, we were a playing team that, and he didn't get any run in that playing game, basically, that he got destroyed mm-hmm. against the Sacramento Kings. And this is the guy we're going to be mm-hmm. holding on to because we want to trade for Lauri Markkanen. This guy's hanging it up because Joe Lacob thinks he's going to be a future all-star. What? You know, Kuminga, he was baked into
it
that.
All of that. Absurd.
It did sound absurd, but you're seeing the belief from those guys that you just mentioned, Jimmy Butler, Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, the head coach, Steve Kerr, has always believed in this guy mm-hmm. and is finally rubbing off in that confidence, which has always been there for Pods. You're seeing it actually translate into scoring consistently now and efficiently. Like that's always been with Pajemski. It hasn't been the confidence. I would never once question that guy's confidence
no.
or cockiness. It's a fine line too. But the efficiency wasn't always there. We're seeing that now. And that's the key difference. When you're doing that against the Lakers, right? When you're doing it against the Denver Nuggets, right? Okay, my ears perk up. And by the way, we will talk about the Denver Nuggets and what took place yesterday. I was listening to on the way home, the Steiny Agu, the breaking news happened, and Carter hopping on. It was Carter or Steven, one of you guys, hopping on with the news that Michael Malone fired. The GM also from the Denver Nuggets fired. Cleaning house. It's like, what? So we'll definitely get into that and how that affects the Western Conference because yesterday the Warriors took out the Phoenix Suns 133-95. We're reacting to that. 888-957-9570. That's the number to get involved. And shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, or YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. What a big win. Been big bounce back win. And big losses happening yesterday in the Western Conference. One in particular, the Minnesota Timberwolves, who were tied with you record-wise, losing yesterday after having a 20-point lead in the fourth quarter with 10 minutes to go.
Incredible.
Against the Milwaukee Bucks and Milwaukee, of course, Algonquin for the good land. Wow, what a choke job that Darth Vader would be impressed by, Joe Shasky.
Yeah, I mean, everything kind of shook down for the Warriors in a good way. You basically have some cushion now with you and the Timberwolves. It's a full game in the standings, but technically it's two full games because you have the tiebreaker.
More cushion for the playoff push-in, if you will.
Absolutely. And then you've got, obviously, the Grizzlies, and you are tied right now, but you have a one-game cushion on the Grizzlies because you have the tiebreaker. So they're sitting pretty. They do, to a degree, kind of own their own destiny here. And we've got some games tonight, Lakers-Mavs. where that could factor in.
Luka revenge game, his first time back in Dallas.
Obviously, the Warriors play the Spurs. I'm going in order of tip-off. Sure. Warriors play the Spurs. Got to win. You just got
to
win.
Spurs, obviously, who lost in a tight game last night to the Clippers with no Kawhi Leonard last night. Again, I was like, okay, oh, God. Mm-hmm. Here's the Kawhi injury news, but I guess it was just precautionary. He's fine, and he'll play, obviously, today.
Okay. And then you've got Nuggets, Kings, right? The Kings, obviously, a play-in team right now. Who knows what happens with the Nuggets? We'll get to Mike Malone in a second. And then the nightcap, 7:30. What do the Rockets do? What do the Rockets do? They're playing the Clippers. Well, Rockets, Clippers.
They're locked in. The Rockets are going to be the number two seed.
Do the young guys continue to play?
That's a good question for Ime Udoka, a.k.a. Right. Shug Knight.
Yeah, and so I'm looking at it right now, and I'm saying to myself, you know, Steph and Dre and Jimmy, they're going to carry this thing, and ultimately it is going to fall down on those guys, but you're going to need contributions from others. What if I told you the last 11 games, Brandon Pajemski, it's 11 games. I'm not losing my mind, but that's a pretty good chunk. Since returning from a four-game absence, he's averaging 18.6. I'm going to say that again. Pajemski is averaging almost 19 points a game in the last 11. He's shooting 52% from three-point land.
I know.
52%.
It's crazy.
The guy has been outstanding. 3.5 assists, almost 6 rebounds. The floor game from Brandon Pajemski on both ends of the floor, but in terms of filling up the box sheet and scoring, he's giving me Jordan Poole-like production without all of the shenanigan, you know, awful live ball turnovers.
He slept on all that, and it's a great point, is because
he's been awesome.
We've seen Moses Moody the last few weeks. Really, his scoring has been not great.
But it hasn't affected Moses' defense. He's made a lot of hustle plays.
I say that because you don't notice that, really, because the team's winning first and foremost. And Pods has been picking up that slack.
Yeah.
So you like, it can't always be on Moses Moody to be that guy. I almost pulled a Kendrick Perkins there. But it can't always be on one individual, the others, if you will, the non-big mm-hmm. three. So it has to be a group effort. And as you just alluded to, like, am I getting Jordan Poole vibes from that? And I think, again, we're a little jaded and we like to forget. Jordan Poole, major factor on
awesome.
That championship run. Obviously, Steph gets a lot of the shine. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Andrew Wiggins, he was incredible. We think about that dunk on Luka in the Western Conference Finals. And Klay Thompson being a part of that. Draymond Green, obviously. But Jordan Poole was a huge, huge part. And what was it? It was swagger. Mm. It was the ball handling ability. It was the passing. It was all of that. And he wasn't guarding a lick on defense. He wasn't doing anything like that. He wasn't giving you what you're getting from Pods, at least when it comes to drawing charges. Now, Pods defensively, you know, that's going to be a matchup that other teams are still going to try to exploit. But I'll say this, as the play-in / playoffs are going to start coming up next week, he's going to have open looks and just keep knocking them down. Just keep knocking them down. Same Draymond Green from beyond the arc. You're going to get some open looks. Just keep knocking them down.
What I like about his game right now is, yes, he's shooting
his threes. He's playing within himself, which is another thing. Like, when you have that much confidence, Joe, as you're saying, you might, and you're scoring a bunch, you might have a tendency to just keep chucking and chucking and chucking. It's like, all right, dude, like, let's back it up here. We don't need to play out of ourselves. But he's staying within himself. He's not doing anything crazy right now.
No.
And I think that's a reflection, again, Steph talking to him all the time, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green. And these guys have had his back since day one, and it's showing.
He has scoring at all three levels. So he's not only just shooting the three really well, he had a couple of really nice mid-range. He had one on the baseline where it's like a fadeaway shot where he just shot it up and over that tiny guy.
Oh, God. It was like Colin, what's his name? Yeah, Colin Gillespie. God love him. You can't guard a lick, man. He was trying to guard Steph. And Steph, on the opposite end, had that same exact shot, that little fadeaway mid-range from the baseline. Like, is that Dirk Nowitzki or is that Steph Curry? And Steph had like an offensive rebound tip-in. They just couldn't do anything right yesterday in Phoenix. And trust me, we will get to the Suns. That is a dumpster fire of an organization right now. Say bye-bye to Kevin Durant and possibly Devin Booker this summer. And he might be left with Bradley Beal, who will also be getting into it. By the way, can you still believe that Jimmy Butler wanted to go to that team? Can you, like,
put a bookmark on that. We'll get back to that. Pods is playing out of his mind right now, and he deserves a lot of credit. He really does. I think he's a very polarizing player, and I understand why, because some people think he could be a future all-star. I kind of lean more into, like, oh, I think he's more of a backup point guard. But if he's going to give me comparable production, I don't know if 19, 6, and 3.5, I'm talking about points, rebounds, boards, 19, 6, and 3.5. I don't know if that's sustainable. Mm. 11 games is a good chunk, but it's not a season. It's not a quarter of the season. It's not even a half of a season. It's an eighth of the season. But it is a good chunk. 52% from three would be one of the greatest three-point stretches ever. So that's probably not sustainable.
No.
But the overall floor game has been excellent, and I'm really excited for the young man. And, you know, he's turning a corner, and it feels like all of the promise of coming out of Santa Clara, I thought he was more of a shooter, right? You didn't see that to start the year, and maybe it was the broken nose. Maybe it was the equilibrium and the dizziness, and, you know, you're searching because you played all summer, and you didn't really get a rest, and you really worked hard, and, you know, you didn't have confidence to start the year. I know psychologically in sports, I think we do a poor job as hosts and as media members talking about the psychology of sports and when you start scuffling a little, how that can be a snowball effect downhill. We've all been there. You miss a couple free throws. I don't really want to go to the free throw line right now. Yep. Why am I missing? I start pressing. You know, Willy Adames right now for the Giants. Oof. Feels like he's pressing mentally a little. Camilo Duvall, it's like he's short-circuiting, trying to throw the ball. We've seen this with quarterbacks. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm going to pat the ball a couple of times because I don't trust what I see. It's in my head a little. The psychology of sports is a fascinating thing. Pods is confident. Yeah. Conversely, a young man who had no confidence, Trayce Jackson-Davis, gets an opportunity to play with Quentin Post not playing last night. And I was really happy for him. A couple of lob dunks. He looked good.
Speaking of Post, posterizing the Phoenix Suns late in that game. Again, it was garbage time. But it was good for him just to get, again, confidence heading it. Because there might be a matchup. There might be a Quentin Post hurt or an injury, illness. Again, knock on wood, nothing that happens. But his number might be called in the playoffs. You never know. There might be a matchup that works well with Trayce Jackson-Davis out there. You have to have all these guys ready. And again, to your point, Brandon Podziemski, I think it's well taken there. It's not going to be him every night. There's going to be a Jonathan Kuminga game. There's going to be a Moses Moody game. It's about staying ready here in these play-in / playoff scenarios. Again, that's why last night's win, again, Phoenix Suns, whatever, but just handling business the way they did from start to finish, it was very buttoned up. And the fact that Draymond Green only had 5 points, Jimmy Butler only had 10 points, Steph looked more confident, and it was really just the full first half. He had 25 points overall, didn't really shoot it well from beyond the arc, but it didn't matter.
The first quarter set the tone.
The first quarter, it did setting for him. The tone after the loss that you 13. Had Sunday, I thought that was so important. They had 37 in the first quarter, 37-24. They outscored Phoenix, and that was basically the game right there. You outscored them 32-19 in the second, and the game was over at halftime. Let's just call it what it is. That Phoenix Suns team just didn't want to be in that same. Like, they looked like they were ready for Cabo to go out with Carter in his bachelor party. That's what they were looked like they wanted to do. By the way, you mentioned the Giants. They lose 1-0 to the Cincinnati Reds yesterday. Landon Roop pitched a hell of a game, but Nick Lodolo pitched a little bit better yesterday. Emilio Pagan with the save. And the offense right now, scuffling a little bit, Joe.
And, they're hitting the ball hard. They just don't have a lot to show for it.
It's tough.
I hate to do the that's baseball, but there is.
Thanks, Kruko.
But there is something to that. Like, it's the only sport where you could rip a ball as hard as you want, and you don't even get out of the batter's box because you line out right to the third baseman. Right. That does happen. And the team is hitting the ball very hard. They're playing buttoned up defense. They're pitching really well. They just can't get a break right now in terms of the big hit late in the game over the last couple.
I didn't mean to cut you off there. Elliot Ramos just hammers one to right center, and there's just a hell of a catch from the Cincinnati Reds fielder. And that would have tied the game. It would have been 1-1. There was a runner on third, two outs there. And just, again, as you're saying, just tip your cap. Those guys just made more plays than the Giants did yesterday. But Verlander's pitching today. Day game, not his best outing last time. And the ball might be flying again today. So we'll see if the offense can pick up. The weather's been beautiful here, by the way, in the Bay. It's been immaculate.
Gorgeous.
It's incredible. So enjoy the ballpark today. It's going to be pristine.
Yeah, it's been absolutely gorgeous. And just another quick note on the Giants. We'll get back right into the Warriors.
City Canucks, they're all in one, guys. It's okay. It's not the end of the world. We'll bounce back.
We don't need to bring that up, but... When you lose 2-0, 1-0, I know there's an instant snapback. Oh, my God, the offense. They're playing a good brand of ball. I know it's a tough thing to say when you've lost the first two games of a series, but I feel like what I'm watching with the Giants is a similar product to what I watched a decade ago, which is they're going to be in a lot of these games, and it's going to come down to, can you get a big hit here or there? And I'm okay with that. It's better than the alternative, losing 7-3 or 7-1 or whatever.
Not being competitive.
They're playing buttoned up good baseball right now. It's okay. That happens.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Our guest promotion today, well, it's you, the people. 888-957-9570 as all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? We'll pick up this conversation on the other side. And yesterday was a crazy day for a variety of reasons in the Western Conference, as the tightest playoff race, I think, in any of our lives is coming down to the wire once again.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.